Hi everyone, this is Soja, and you're listening to Shin Splints, a podcast for the avid runner. I started this podcast as an athlete myself. I've competed in track and field for 8 years now, and I feel like I've learned a ton of information on the small things that can make you a better racer. Basically, what this podcast is going to entail is tips and tricks for the college runner, whether they're into serious competition or even if they're just trying to keep in shape. We'll be talking about subjects such as sneaker brands, insoles, home remedies for recovery, and much more. In this first episode, I'm going to be giving my input on stretching techniques using materials around the common dorm room or home. One of the major changes I had to get used to during college was budgeting my time and money. Having to afford textbooks, online apps for class, and other living expenses meant I really did not have the extra money to spend on supplies for running and keeping in shape. This led to a more creative turn on how to stretch and keep your muscles in top shape without splurging on expensive rollers, high-quality ice packs, and stretching bands or cords. I'm going to be sharing a few stretches for my listeners to follow. Each of these will be described. However, if you need a visual, I will also link videos attached to the podcast on what each stretch looks like. The first stretch we are going to follow is the lying hamstring stretch. In this stretch, you are lying supine position on your back with your head looking at the ceiling. You typically use a cord with this stretch, but a very good alternative is a belt. With a belt, you can buckle it around your foot and you are able to change the amount of force the belt has on the muscle compared to a cord. Once you have the belt buckled around your foot, you hold the long end of the belt in your hand and bring your leg up, pulling down with your hand slightly to stretch the muscle. You should be doing this stretch for 30 seconds on each leg after you go on your run. Static stretches should never be done before a run as they are meant to elongate and flex the muscle after work is done. The second stretch we are going to follow is a soleus and gastrocnemius stretch. These stretches are meant for your upper and lower calf. In the gastrocnemius stretch, you are standing with your feet staggered, one forward and the other behind your center of gravity. Slowly you bend down with your forward leg, keeping your back leg straight until you feel a slight burn in the back of your leg. This stretch is felt in the upper calf, right around the divot behind your kneecap. You should not be bending too far as this stretch only needs a little bend to benefit your calf. This stretch is fairly simple and does not need any added equipment to get results. However, it is important to stretch the entire calf when stretching the muscle. Continuing on to the soleus stretch. This stretch, you are sitting down with your leg straight out in front of you. This stretch is also typically done with a cord, however a cheaper alternative is a small towel or dish rag. With a towel or dish rag, you are able to change its surface area along your foot, which creates a much more versatile stretch compared to a cord. In this stretch, you are going to use the towel by rolling it up hot dog style, I like to say, and holding both ends of the towel in your hand while you have your foot against the center of the towel. Using your hands, you are going to pull the towel towards your body. You're going to feel the stretch all across the back of your leg. To add some resistance to this stretch and improve muscle strengthening, you can also push your foot against the pulling of the towel with your hands. This helps the muscle become a lot more flexible. Next, I'm going to be talking about rolling out your muscles. Using rollers has proven to be highly beneficial to runners as they can stretch out the muscle as well as remove some of the lactic acid buildup that may have been swelling inside the muscle tissue. Getting the right roller can be a pain because not all of them are shaped to the body that well, and a good roller is somewhat expensive. Yeah. To remedy that, you can use a rolling pin as a roller. It has very similar properties and is something you can find around the house. When rolling out, it is important to have access around the entire muscle. Your muscles should also be relaxed when rolling. It is fairly simple to roll the quad, calf, and hamstring muscles with a rolling pin. Roll the quads using the rolling pin with your hands. And when it comes to the hamstring muscles, I would recommend sitting on the rolling pin and using your hands and arms to coordinate your motion back and forth across the rolling pin. Same with the calf muscles. You should roll from 30 seconds to a minute on each muscle. Our next topic is ice. Icing after runs is probably the most important thing to do as it allows the muscles to cool down and reset. It should be the common practice in any runner's routine. However, ice packs can be messy, not that moldable to the muscle, or will only retain cold temperatures for a few minutes. Rather than wasting money on an expensive ice pack or going through the pain of taking a full body ice bath, there is a household solution. A bag of frozen peas. You can use these in multiple ways in order to ice around your calves and shins, quads and hamstrings, and even around areas like your knee or your foot. A bag of peas is much more moldable to the muscle compared to a regular ice pack, and can shape itself around the area you are icing. Another very important feature to it is its shape. Our feet have tons of nerves inside them that activate during impact, a feature that is used when we run. However, since we do not run barefoot, not all of these nerves are used, and that makes the foot a lot more sensitive and prone to injury. Using a bag of peas underneath your foot creates a surface that not only cools down the muscles and nerves, but reactivates the nerves that have not been used as much. Another household object you can use to stretch out the muscles and activate these nerves in your feet are a tennis ball or a lacrosse ball. Either one works like a roller and are much more cost efficient. Our next stretch is the lying gluteal stretch. During this stretch, you are going to lie in supine position with your head facing the ceiling. You are going to bend both your legs so your knees are up, and then take one leg and stretch it towards your body so that your foot is resting on the opposite knee. Then you are going to use your hands to pull your planted leg towards you. Another way you can do this stretch is using a wall, which allows for constant support and continuous stretch on the glutes. You'd place your opposite knee that your foot is resting on onto the wall and have the wall apply pressure to the muscle instead of you applying pressure to the muscle. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned some home remedies that can help prevent an injury and increase performance on a low budget. Being able to stay in shape should not have to fall to financial burden. As I said before, all of the stretches in this podcast will be linked as a visual component so you can follow along at home. Until next time.